I've known for many years that the time would come when the United States would no longer defend Israel. The Gog-Magog prophecy of Ezekiel 38 and 39 is remarkable for its absence of any nation, including America, coming to the aid of Israel as massive forces invade the land. I could have never imagined, however, that a U.S. president would choose to protect an organization so barbaric and monstrous as Hamas at the expense of Israel. The Biden administration is currently refusing to ship weapons to the nation unless it relents from its intent to invade Rafah, the last stronghold of Hamas. He seems to have forgotten the horrors of October 7th and how the Gazans rejoiced following the brutal and murderous attack on Israel. Not only did Hamas kill well over 1,000 Israelis last October, but they also slaughtered many people from other nations, including those from the U.S. Demonic is the only way to describe the viciousness of that attack. It gets worse. In his article, "Biden Risks American Lives to Protect Hamas," journalist Daniel Greenfield wrote the following. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin recently admitted at a congressional hearing that American soldiers operating Biden's disastrous aid pier for Gaza could come under attack from Islamic terrorists. Biden has not sent a single soldier to recover American hostages being held by Hamas, but there are now soldiers in the line of fire in order to send aid to Gaza. Why is Biden risking the lives of U.S. soldiers in such a way? Will they interfere with Israeli forces when they enter Rafah? Some fear it will bring the two sides into direct conflict. Intense hatred for the Jewish people. That's the only explanation I can think of for Biden's reckless betrayal of Netanyahu and the Jewish people. His proposed two-state solution for the land God gave to the descendants of Jacob will not resolve the current hostilities. Israel recognizes that such a division of the land would be suicidal, while the Palestinians desire the total elimination of Israel. That's what they mean when they chant, "From the river to the sea." They want to annihilate both the nation and its people. The Biden administration is pursuing anti-Semitic policies that will surely bring God's judgment on the U.S. Is it any wonder why there's no mention of America in Bible prophecy? The following thoughts keep me sane as news of Biden's policy blunders towards Israel floods our news feeds. We live in biblical times. The Bible tells us that someday Israel will agree to a covenant of peace with the coming Antichrist. The Lord Jesus referred to the breaking of this deal in Matthew 24, verse 15, as did the Apostle Paul in 2 Thessalonians 2, 3 through 8. The betrayal will occur halfway through the seven-year agreement. The actions of the U.S. and other nations are pushing Israel toward this deal in at least a couple ways. First, the limiting of Israel's response to his enemies ensures that the threat of warfare will not end anytime soon. Since Biden and other world leaders will not allow its armed forces to completely destroy its adversaries, their continued vulnerability to future attacks will lead them to accept the terms offered by the coming man of lawlessness. Second, the unrelenting outside pressure for Israel's leaders to agree to a long-term solution will eventually wear them down to the point where they will agree to the covenant of death offered by the Antichrist. The anti-Semitic rancor from the left in America, Europe, and even in Israel itself is already preparing them to accept the terms offered by the coming Antichrist. Please know that God will severely judge those that are now seeking to divide his land, Joel chapter 3. The fact that we are seeing all this develop in our day shouts that we live in biblical times. The Lord Jesus will directly interfere in world affairs. Not only do we see Bible prophecy unfolding before our eyes, but soon the Lord Jesus will directly intervene in the affairs of mankind. The rapture will mark its first direct intrusion into the course of human events. The Bible tells us this will happen suddenly and set off a time of destruction on the earth known as the Day of the Lord. Months afterward, or longer, the Antichrist will make his deal with Israel, and the clock will start ticking on the 7-year tribulation. This time of Jacob's trouble will seem calm at first. Most of the Jews will not heed the warnings of the two witnesses in Jerusalem. The horrors for the Jewish people will start when the man of lawlessness defiles their temple and forces them to flee for their lives. At his second coming, Jesus will complete his destruction of Satan's kingdom and directly kill the Antichrist, tossing him into the lake of fire, Revelation 19. Though many Jews will perish during the latter half of the tribulation, one-third will survive and take part in the Lord's glorious restoration of a kingdom to Israel. The news of our day is quite disturbing for those of us who love Israel and the Jewish people. Biden and those influencing his policies are actively pursuing an anti-Semitic agenda. I can't find any other explanation for the vile attempts to preserve Hamas. The Lord's direct interference with history will result in a horrible fate for those now seeking to divide God's land and aid Israel's enemies. You would not want to be them, not at all. For those of us who know Jesus as our Savior, there's good news in the midst of a world that's gone crazy. Jesus is coming again, and it's likely to happen in the near future. Maranatha.